find out who it is.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you? I'm sorry, what was that?
I have a charge on my credit card for your company, and I don't recognize the name. So I wanted to find out what your company, your business is.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull a bank an account with your first name and your first and last name.
Cindy Brown.
And your zip code?
97527.
97527?
Yes.
You said your last name was Brown?
It could be under Steve Remender, R-E-M-E-N-D-E-R.
What business is this?
Yeah, I just want to know what your business is.
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
For who?
A third-party call center.
Tell her what it says on there.
It's a charge for $49.97. Yeah, so the company name says Evolution Ultra Quick.
Yes, Sam, I would have to have an account pulled up to know exactly what's ordered. You said the last name could have been under R-E, M as in Mary, E-N, like Nancy, D as in dog, E-R.
Yes.
And what was the mailing address?
9352 North Applegate Road in Grants Pass, Oregon. 97527.
Looks like there was an order that was placed for a dash camera.
A dash camera?
I got one a long time ago, a month ago, 3 months ago. I never ordered one. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a, well, he did order one, but he said that was like 3 months ago. This is a charge that was just charged on January 7th.
Whenever you place the order for the dash camera, that's the entry into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That gift card would have been emailed to
Sam, R-E-M, like Mary, 74@gmail.com.
A gift card would have been sent?
Yeah, no. I never ordered a dash cam or any of that. Would that be under Ultra Quick?
It can bill differently depending on how you saw the advertisement. He says you didn't authorize the shipping handling for the dash cam, so you didn't do the
$7.45. $7.45
to order? Why is the bill $41.95 then?
$49.
Because when you place the order for the dash cam, that's an entry gift into our subscription. So you do recall placing the order for the dash cam?
No.
You said you placed the order for the dash cam 3 months ago for the shipping handling. Did you do the $7.45?
You know, I don't remember, but I never signed up for any magazine.
Yes, sir. Well, if you don't recall placing that order or doing the shipping and handling, we can have this account canceled. That cancels any future billings. As far as the current charge goes, we would need to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
We do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone that has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify you didn't authorize the $7.45 shipping and handling for a dash cam.
This is like months ago. I ordered in like October, November.
Yes.
So did you order something for $7.45?
A dash cam.
Yes, it would have been ordered in October on the 2nd of October, and it would have been delivered on the 12th of October at 1:42 p.m. by the U.S. Postal Service and would have gone to the mailbox.
Yeah, so what is this other charge?
When you place the order for the dash cam, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You would have got an email that was sent to S as in Sam, R-E-M.
That was not part of the deal.
It stated in the terms and conditions whenever you place the order.
Okay, so what is the charge for $49.97 for? A subscription?
That's correct. It would have been a $125 gift card that was emailed to S as in Sam, R-E-M, 74@gmail.com.
When was that emailed to me?
It would have been emailed on the 7th of January.
Oh, so on the 7th of January.
That's correct.
Okay, let us...
I didn't...
It would have come from... when you place the order for the dash cam, you have to agree to the terms and conditions that states as a monthly subscription. That email would have been sent to, like I said, the ssamrem74@gmail.com, and it would have come from support@tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
Support at what?
Tryperfectdiscountsupply.com. Tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
In my emails?
That's
they
correct.
Would have emailed you $125 gift card, and what is?
I have no math.
The
math.
Gift card
what
can
is,
go towards any purchase in our on my website, which would have been it would have been perfectdiscountsupply.com. You could also try typing in that website perfectsupplydiscount.com into your search engine.
Is there an email address that I should have got this from?
It would come from support@perfectdiscountsupply.com, or you can try typing in the actual website, which would be perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Support at what?
Perfect.
Try perfectdiscountsupply.com, or you can try typing in the website, which is perfectdiscountsupply.com.
I have no matches.
That email would have been sent on the 7th of December, or sorry, January.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, so
you guys
you want to look
scammers.
In? Well, this is just okay. So, I guess we'll go through your stuff and then call them back.
No, just hang on.
Okay, it's she
now.
Said it's try perfect support at try.
I'm going back to the 7th.
Okay.
Don't have anything.
Definitely. And under try or support app.
Yeah. There is nothing in my emails.
Yes, sir. It shows that order would or the email would have been sent on January 7th at 6:53 p.m.
I'm looking.
Yes, sir. If you would like, we can have that email resent to you, but it shows us it was already resent on, like I said, the 7th of December.
What was the name of it again?
So
it's
you can either try typing in the name of the website, which is perfectdiscountsupply.com, or you can type in the support email, which is support@tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
I have nothing. Nothing in my trash, nothing in any of my emails, nothing in my spam, nothing.
Yes, sir. So we can have that email resent to you, but it shows us that order was, or that email was already delivered.
I have a dash cam, yes.
Yes, sir. So again, we can have that email resent to you, but it shows us it would have already been delivered.
Okay, so are you saying the charge on the credit card is for a gift card that was sent to him?
That's correct.
I've never received.
Again, we can have that email resent to you, but it shows us it would have been delivered on January 7th, and that would have been delivered at 6:53 p.m.
Well, Did it come USPS, UPS, FedEx? How did it come?
The gift card would have been emailed. However, the actual order for the dash cam would have been coming from the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, the dash cam is here. I don't have anything else.
Again, we can have the email resent to you. However, it shows as it was already delivered.
Try and send it again because I don't have it.
We can put in a request to have that sent to you. It can take about 24 hours. It could also get sent to your spam, so I would check there as well.
I have.
Yes, again.
Now,
I can have the email resent to you just now. It could be sent to your spam, so I would check there as well, but it would take 24 hours for the email to be sent.
You're not listening. I want to cancel this, and I want a credit back to my credit card.
We can have that account canceled. That cancellation stops any future billings. Because the order was placed, we can only offer a partial refund for 35%.
No. Nope, I never agreed to this. It was never in
the... You would have had to agree to the terms and conditions whenever you placed the order. The terms and conditions are stated on the website.
You know what? You guys are fucked up.
I'm sorry you feel that way. As a one-time courtesy, we can offer a 50% refund.
I'm sorry you guys are scammers.
Sorry you feel that way. Would you like a 50% refund on that charge?
No, I'd like a 100% refund.
No, the most we can offer is 50%.
I paid the $7.45. How much?
The most we can offer is 50%. It'd be half back.
You guys are really something, aren't you?
I apologize if you feel that way.
How much do I call my credit card to dispute it?
Well, what happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they call us. We verify the terms and conditions. We verify with the tracking number that the order was placed. We also verify the mailing address, the email address, and the phone number, and it puts your account in the chargeback, which basically means that your bank verifies there was a false dispute that was filed, and they return the money back to us. Once a false dispute is filed, we don't issue refunds.
And you work out of your house, right?
No, I work at a call center.
It doesn't sound like it.
Sorry, anyway. Give me a number, though, to have your account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
I want a refund.
Give me one moment to have your account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number, as I just stated.
I'm going to call my credit card company first.
I don't have a SIM card.
I'm going to call my credit card company first.
Your account's been canceled, and although you misunderstood the terms and conditions for the order that you placed and delivered, as a one-time courtesy, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund. Take 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like that cancellation number now?
Hold on. What is it?
C as in Charlie, 25, 87, 15,
28.5. C25871-5285.
That's correct.
And this is for a full refund.
That's correct. As a one-time courtesy, although you misunderstood the terms and conditions.
Yeah, I certainly did because I didn't see it.
We apologize.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a